This week, the Anti-Emergency Service celebrates its 50th anniversary, and they look into bringing the community together across the territory. The first Anti-ES Open Day will be held in Tennant Creek, bringing activities for families and an overview of the organization's rich history, including the vital role Anti-ES had in the evacuation of 10,000 Territorians following Cyclone Tracy in 1974. To chat more about the event and the importance of the service, The Wire's contributor from ACCC, Shauna Upton, started asking Anti-Emergency Service Manager Southern Command Ian Carlton, what's in plan to celebrate the milestone?
Yes, that was part of our 50th anniversary celebrations. As you said earlier, we're opening the doors across the territory, inviting public to get a glimpse of behind the scenes of the Northern Territory Emergency Service, especially our Tennant Creek. So it's our Tennant Creek Volunteer Unit Open Day this weekend, and it's the first of the open days from 10 a.m. And it's an opportunity to find out more about Northern Territory Emergency Service in the region, especially that Barkly. So our Tennant Creek Volunteer Unit cover right across the Barkly region and go through and learn some of the info that, or the equipment they've got, what they've done over the years. So they've been going about since the mid-60s, and were quite involved in Cyclone Tracy response.
Now, just to be really clear, Ian, is it the 50th anniversary of the NTES in the Barkly or in the territory as a whole?
In the territory. So the Northern Territory Emergency Service, there was civil defence that came out after World War II and a lot of the actions. And then nationally that changed to emergency services or state emergency service. Northern Territory Emergency Service started in early January after Cyclone Tracy in January 1975.
I was just going to say, did that start as a response to Cyclone Tracy?
Yeah, so there was the civil defence. And then came across to Northern Territory Emergency Service and going through. But prior to that, there was civil defence and quite active in that Tennant Creek area.
Right, so are people going to be able to learn a little bit more about that part of the history of the NTES? There's going to be a bit more to discover about that on Saturday?
There certainly is. And also now people can go and see the National Trust Museum in Tennant Creek that has a great display from about the emergency services, so both police, fire, and the Northern Territory Emergency Service in one of the rooms, and it does go through and talks about the story of NTES and Tennant Creek and what not just the emergency services, but the whole of Tennant Creek, what they did for the people that evacuated Darwin. Like some 10,000 people came through Tennant Creek in early 75, getting out of Darwin and away from Cyclone Tracy. They were registered, fed, car serviced.
Yeah, it's crazy to
housed
think.
Overnight while they travelled on further.
Yeah, when you look at how, like, the size of Tennant today, and obviously, you know, that's 10,000 people on top of the existing residents. So NTES, what does that umbrella term sort of cover? You know, I feel like sometimes people lack a bit of clarity about what that actually means. They might think that it's just like the SES, for example.
Yeah, so we are the Hazard Management Authority for flood, storm, earthquake, cyclone, storm and water damage, land search. So it's not just going through on a small amount. We do large amount, and our volunteers in Tennant Creek do quite a lot of that work. You'll see them out and about in their orange and in their vehicles. They're based up at Leichhardt Street in Tennant Creek. And as I said earlier, they cover that whole of that Barkly region. They go across. They've done aerial searches, land searches for missing persons out on the Barkly through there, assisted with the flooding when the Barkly Highway and the tablelands through there experienced flooding. Earthquake, they do urban search and rescue. So in the event of, and as we know, we've had quite a few earthquakes in and around that Tennant Creek area. Mm. So if there was a larger earthquake and building damage, we would work with other emergency service organisations, undertake that urban search and rescue, or USAR, as it's commonly known as, which is, and for us, it would be that line and hail on top of debris, removing victims that are visible, and then other emergency services would come in and go into the collapsed buildings and look for and rescue people. Those Tennant Creek volunteers, they're not just stuck into their area. They can be moved around. And the same with all our volunteers, where we support our southern volunteers go to Darwin at times and support Darwin and the northern region. in larger events. We've been volunteers, we've been to Queensland. We had a volunteer from Tennant Creek back many, many years ago as an air observer searching for MH370 off the West Australian coastline. So there's lots of varied work that people can do. And as we've said, with the open day, there'll be chainsaw demonstrations, other equipment demonstrations, talking what we do, seeing some photos and the history of what we do, how to get involved, what you can learn as a volunteer as well and keep putting back to your community.
That was Ian Carlton from the Anti-Emergency Service speaking with ACCC's Shona Upton.